Blog Talk Radio.
Victory. victorious people to do what you know to do. It's in there. It's in there. Mountain.
I want to tell you about the way I felt yesterday. My emotions, they got in the way. How quickly I forgot to trust you, Lord. Change my unbelief. Heart has been restored once again. I
Thank you so much for joining us tonight on this global broadcast. We are excited. And first of all, ladies and gentlemen, let's get a Lord a round of applause, if you don't mind, a hand clap of praise in your own spirit, in your own mind. Yeah, you better thank the Lord for everything. Thank you. You better thank him for everything. Woo. This is Straight to the Point. Amen. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, you've been tweeting out. LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, all day, Instagram. Put that number out there, ladies and gentlemen, 347-843-4559. I know you know at least 10 people need to hear the broadcast tonight, at least 10, right? 347-843-4559 is that call-in number, ladies and gentlemen. You can send that number out for those who may need prayer requests, just want to listen, of course, to their wonderful broadcast, and we're just excited about what Dr. Henderson has for us tonight. If we can't give God enough praise, let's give him another round of applause in his spirit, our spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. I hope you all excited. Merry Christmas also from the network, ladies and gentlemen. This is Christmas week, and we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. So we're excited about what God is doing. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is Straight to the Point Global. And no matter if it's morning, noon, or night, we do welcome you. That number again to call in to be a part of the program, 347-843-4559. Later on, as Dr. Henderson directs, we will open up the lines. Just hit star one on your phone. Star one on your phone, put you in queue, and we'll bring you in at the appropriate time. All right, we're excited about that. Hey, Lee Joe, hope you're excited about today. Hope you're excited about your life. Hope you're excited about the Lord today. Yes, yes, let's just give him another round of applause in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God bless you. All right, Dr. Henderson will be up right after this next song. Ladies and gentlemen, God bless you. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, this is Straight to the Point with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. Ladies and gentlemen, we are excited about the programming tonight, and we're excited about you being with us as well. And we want to wish you a great Merry Christmas week as well. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise as we continue the programming tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. We thank the Lord for all things. Ladies and gentlemen, we're excited about the praise and worship and beautiful songs tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, we're just excited about Maurette Brown Clark with her wonderful renditions here. We're going to play another song by her, and we're going to keep things moving. And we're just excited about what God is doing tonight in Jesus' mighty name. Y'all get a Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit a round of applause as we move forward on Straight to the Point. Yes, yes. I'm excited about the word. I'm excited about the Lord. Amen. Thank you so much for your time. Amen. Here's another beautiful, beautiful, beautiful song by Sister Clark. Bless you now.
Just know.
over. It ain't over. I don't care what you're going through. Feels like you're down for the last count. It ain't over. Feels like you cried your last tear. Not over. Not over. Not over. Not over. God has the final say. God has the final say. God has the final say. That said you wouldn't make it, but God has the final say.
Amen.
That said you won't be nothing,
right.
But God has the final
God
say.
God has the final say.
That said you ain't going nowhere. You ain't
all
about
of that
nothing,
today.
But God
in
has
Jesus
the
name,
final
ladies
say.
And God has the final say so in all things. What a beautiful song by Mariette Brown Clark. It ain't over. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Straight to the Point. We are excited about you being with us today. God bless you. This is Elder Kevin Vaughn. God bless you today. Yeah. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to give you a few minutes here and of the word. We're not going to keep you too long tonight. We'll open up the lines later on, but we're going to go into the word as we wait for Dr. Henderson to come on as well. We just thank God for you being with us tonight. Straight to the Point, ladies and gentlemen, is a business and prophetic word from Dr. Henderson. She brings that word every week, ladies and gentlemen, along with the team as well. So we thank God for you. But ladies and gentlemen, we're excited about you being here, no matter if it's morning, noon, or night. Thank you for those listening live and those listening later on as well. We're going to go straight to the word, and then we'll open up the lines as well. This is Elder Kevin Vaughn, the moderator for the network as well. So we thank you so much for that. Hey, if you would, go to Romans, ladies and gentlemen. Go to Romans chapter 8, verses 1 through 18. So we're going to read those and talk about those and share some things that the Spirit of God leads us. Holy Spirit, help us, move us forward in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Y'all pray for a brother right now. Praise God. Amen. 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 This is Straight to the Point, ladies and gentlemen. We pray that the word blesses you as it blesses everyone across the globe as it is talked about. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is Romans 8, verses 1 through 18. First verse, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that which are in Christ Jesus, who walk after the flesh, but after the Spirit of God. So I just want to share with you right there, no condemnation. You got to get rid of the mindset of being condemned. You are no longer condemned in the name of Jesus Christ. I just read it. It says now, no condemnation for those which are in Christ Jesus. We are going to either believe the word or we're not going to believe the word, ladies and gentlemen. We choose to believe the word of God. We want to encourage you tonight to know that you're not condemned. It's no matter what you've done, the Lord Christ has taken over your life in Jesus' name. For the law, second verse says, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin. Amen. Hallelujah. For that law of sin and death, you better give God another hand clap of praise for that. No more law of sin and death. Amen. We thank God for you. Hey, we're reading out of Romans, just having a great time in the Word tonight. And this is Straight to the Point, ladies and gentlemen. We're reading this verbatim from the Word, King James Version. And verse 3 says, for what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh. Amen. We know about that. God sending his own son. Oh, come on now. Y'all better thank God for the Son of God sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. Amen. As we know, Jesus the Christ had no sin in him, but he carried the sin for us. And we thank him for that. Y'all better thank him for that as well. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise for no sin in him, but he carried the sin. Amen. He did not sin. He carried the sin. Woo! I love it. Verse 4 says that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Come on now, we got to walk after the Spirit and not after the flesh. And we thank God for his wonderful and marvelous word out of Romans. For they that are after the flesh do the mind of the flesh. Come on now, we see enough of that today in the world, right? But they that are after the Spirit are the things of the Spirit. Amen. That powerful word right there, ladies and gentlemen, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about yielding to the Spirit of God, ladies and gentlemen, as Christ did as well. Verse 6 says, for to be carnal, ladies and gentlemen, for to be carnal-minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Amen. Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that word right there? For carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded. That's the mind of Christ that we're talking about tonight, ladies and gentlemen, as we read the word of God for you today. Because the carnal mind is an enemy against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. Ooh, that's good right there, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Y'all get that? Because the carnal mind, that's man, right? Man, woman, is enemy against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can it be. As you know, ladies and gentlemen, the Lord, the word of God speaks about you can only worship God in spirit and in truth, not in flesh at all. Verse 8 says, so then they that are in the flesh cannot be pleased. Amen. Cannot please God. So let me read that again. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Amen. Because we can only please God in spirit and in truth, ladies and gentlemen. Verse 9 says, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so, that so be that the spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Wow. That's pretty straightforward, dear ladies and gentlemen, in that area of the spirit of God must be in us. Verse 10 says, and if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. Amen. I want to encourage you guys. We're reading chapter 8. I want to encourage you to read the entire chapter as you're led later on as well. But this is straight to the point, reading the word of God tonight as we set in for Dr. Henderson. And we're just excited about what God is doing tonight. But also, too, verse 10. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. Verse 11 says, but if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to flesh to live after the flesh. Verse 13, ladies and gentlemen, as we read the word of God out of Romans 8, for if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die, but if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. Amen. As we know, ladies and gentlemen, this is, we're just passing through, right? This is just passing through. We're in the earth suit right now. We are in our earth suit, and one day we will be in our spirit body as the Lord brings us home one day. 14 says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Come on now. That means we got to have a special, awesome relationship with the Lord, with the God of the universe, ladies and gentlemen, through his son, Jesus Christ. 15 says, for ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. 16 says, the spirit itself beareth witness in our spirit that we are the children of God. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to encourage you to know that you have the Spirit of God inside you if you have received him as your Lord and Savior. This says the Spirit itself bear witness with our spirit. Amen. That's when you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior and the Holy Spirit fills you, that we are the children of God. So know that, be excited about that, and just we just thank God for that Spirit to be with us each and every day as we move forward in God. Amen, amen. And if children, if children, then heirs of God and joint heirs of Christ, if so be that we suffer with him. Come on now. If so that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. Amen. 18, ladies and gentlemen, reads, for I reckon, reading out of Romans 8, 18, for I reckon that the suffering, this is the one I really like, ladies and gentlemen. I really like this part of the word and trying to understand it even better even now. For I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Y'all hear that right there? That's the scripture for tonight, ladies and gentlemen. As you know, ladies and gentlemen, we have so much. We got so many things from A to Z going on across this world, ladies and gentlemen, going across the planet right now. But guess what, ladies and gentlemen? I'm going to read this again. For I reckon that the suffering, you know, all the suffering is going on, ladies and gentlemen. All the things that are going on against the saints right now, or this present time, are not worthy. Come on now. We're talking about this will not be, even be worthy. Now, I'm not minimizing anything that people are going through. We know people have lost loved ones. People have lost life. They've lost limbs. They've lost all kind of, you know, issues from accidents, gunshots, violence, all kind of things. But it says here that the suffering of this present time for those in Christ Jesus is not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Amen. So, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to share that with you tonight, and on instead for Dr. Henderson tonight, as we just read the word and share with you a little bit. But that's the important part, that we got to trust God. I'm going to tell you, I don't understand it all, but it's all about trust. It's all about believing God. It's all about faith. As you know, it's impossible to please God without faith, ladies and gentlemen. You got to have faith in God, and we got to know that He can handle all things. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Straight to the Point. Elder Vaughn with you instead for Prophetess Henderson tonight. And we're just coming on to help out a little bit to keep the word of God moving forward. And we just thank God for you tonight in Jesus' mighty name. But I just wanted to make sure you guys really got the essence of verse 18 and chapter 8 in Romans. For I reckon that the suffering of this present time, y'all get that? This present time right now, everything going on in our lives, right, are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. So we know God has our back, ladies and gentlemen. Know that He has your back. He has your front, your side. He has every foundation in your home, every part of your body He has. And again, things happen, right? But the thing is, this is not going to be even compared to the glory of the Lord when we move forward in Him. So we just thank God for His word. Ladies and gentlemen, I trust that it blessed your soul tonight. I want to encourage you, of course, to read the entire chapter. That's Life in the Spirit, this portion of the chapter called Life in the Spirit in Romans 8. And we want you to walk in the Spirit, ladies and gentlemen, to know that God loves you so much and He wants the best for you always, 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 always. Amen. So we thank God for you. And we're just going to thank God for the word tonight. But no, ladies and gentlemen, and I guess we can leave you with tonight is to just trust God. You got to trust God, ladies and gentlemen. You got to trust God. You got to pray. And some things require fasting as well. You want to encourage you to pray. I want to encourage you to fast and get before God. Whatever you got to do, get in that quiet place, ladies and gentlemen. Get in that wonderful place in God and be a part of what He wants to do in you as well. Thank you so much. Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is Straight to the Point. We're going to go right down the line and open up the lines tonight. We are missing Dr. Henderson right now, but we just want to make sure we kept things going forward for her, and we'll be in touch with her a little later on in Jesus' mighty name. All right, ladies and gentlemen, hey, this is Straight to the Point. We're going to open up the lines, and we'd love to hear from you as well, and we'd like to pray for you as well if there's a prayer request as well. We thank God for this wonderful time with you today. Hey, I'm going to mention only your last four digits. As part of, we're on the World Wide Web, we'll mention only your last four digits as we move forward in the Word today and in this broadcast as well. All right. Praise God. Well, caller, 1799. Caller, 1799. You're on the air. God bless you. How are you today? God bless you.
Yes, yes. I'm blessed, man of God. I enjoyed the Word.
Praise God. It's awesome.
Lord.
Ain't it awesome, sis? It's awesome, ain't it? The Word of God is awesome. All we got to do is read it. Amen. Praise God. How are you doing today?
I'm blessed. Amen. I just started feeling good, and the Lord has been good. I tell you, He's really, and I'm just praying for favor on the job. You know, I work with children. It's a ministry, and I'm just thankful to the Lord, especially for hearing the word on tonight.
Amen. Well, thank you so much. Yeah, God is so awesome, ladies and gentlemen. We just got to trust Him. We just got to get into His word. And we got to speak that word, my sister. We got to speak it too, you know. We got to read it, but we also got to speak the word. That's what Jesus did when the enemy came to Him, trying to deceive Him or take Him off. He spoke the word. He said, it is written. This ain't going to happen today. That's for sure. That's right. It is written. So we got to serve our Lord, our God. And we're just excited about what God is doing in our life today as well. So I want people to be encouraged. You know, that's the thing right there. We got to be encouraged. Guess what? We also got to be bold, folks. We got to be bold in the Lord. We got to be excited about the word and always come back to remembrance, right, of the word too. Don't let things get you down in certain areas, because you can speak the word and bring that joy. And one of my favorite scriptures, my sister, is the joy of the Lord is your strength. May the joy of the Lord be your strength today as well. And let's pray in Jesus' name. Father God, I thank you so much for this wonderful sister here. God bless you, Father God. I just pray on behalf, Father God, of her family, of herself, that the Lord continue to bless her, Father God. Give her peace, give her love, joy, happiness, but most of all, give her protection, Father God, as she goes about blessing others in her ministry, in her work, Father God, and her gifts and talents as well. So we thank you in advance, Father God, for protecting her. I just ask that all the doors that you have for her be released for her, Father God. All the things that you have for her, Father God, begin that process right now. In Jesus' name. So we thank you, Father God. We also pray for her needs, Father God, that are spoken and unspoken today, that only go to you, O Lord. We just ask that she has that fellowship with you right now. She has that time with you this week, the rest of the week, rest of the day. Father, we ask that she has that intimate conversation with you, Father God, to talk to her Father directly, because you know all about her, Father God. You know everything about her because you created her, Father God. So we thank you in advance that you're blessing your sister, your daughter, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you in advance, Father God, that you're bringing that joy. We're thanking, Father God, that she's going to have the best day. She's going to have the best week ever. We're going to hear some reports from her that the Lord is blessing her. She's having conversation with the Lord. She's having great time with the Lord, and she's getting direction from the Lord. That's the big thing, my sister. You get direction from the Lord. All we want you to do is execute. Just go and execute it. You know, when we get something from the Lord, you go and do it. You know what I'm saying? You got to understand, ladies and gentlemen, Nike makes billions off of just do it, right? That's what we need to do, is just do it. When you hear from God, ladies and gentlemen, just do it, and it don't cost you nothing. Amen. God bless you, my sister. Merry Christmas to you as well.
Amen. Merry Christmas.
Amen. God bless you. Anything else? Anything else you'd like to say?
Well, all right. I tell you, I'm excited
yes,
on tonight. I tell you, the Lord is so good.
Yes, he is.
The Lord
is
so good.
Yes, man.
Well,
Dr. Henderson talks about that all the time. Dr. Henderson talks about the Lord all the time. He is amazing, as you know. He's amazing God. God bless you. Yeah, amen. Yeah, I didn't mean to cut you off there, sister. I'm excited with you. Amen.
Oh, my. I tell you, when I've heard the word as far as what the Lord gave you, I tell you, it's exciting.
Yes, it is. It really is. It's a wonderful time to be alive, ladies and gentlemen. And that's what Straight to Point is all about. It's about changed lives, about souls coming to the Lord. And also it's about transforming your mind, right? Getting your mind to the things of Christ, ladies and gentlemen, so you can be victorious each and every day. That's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. Jesus told us, the word of God told us that there will be trials and tribulations, though, ladies and gentlemen, but be of good cheer, right? Yeah, he must have told us that for a reason, right? Be of good cheer when things are happening. Come on now, you got to laugh at the enemy. Say, and then speak that word, right? Speak the word. I love it. We thank God for you. Well, wonderful. Well, thank you, my sister. We love you in the Lord. God bless you. Have a great Christmas, great rest of the week, and tell somebody you love them out there, all right, in your family, all right?
Okay. Amen. Have a wonderful, blessed day.
All right. Thank you so much for tuning in to Straight to the Point. Amen. Bless you. Hey, our next caller is Brother Hembrick. Sister Hembrick, God bless you. Thank you for joining us tonight. How you doing there, Brother Hembrick? Sister Hembrick? Amen.
Glad to hear you tonight. God bless you. God is good. The word was powerful. I mean, it's just that especially that 18th verse, which you said about.
Oh, yeah, Elder.
18th verse is powerful. It says, for everything, that the suffering of the present times are not worthy to be compared with the glory which will be revealed in us.
Yeah.
I like that.
That's powerful.
Right now, right now, but you know, God has a place for that. We won't have to suffer no more. All we got to do is hold on to God's unchanging hands.
Amen.
God will see us through. So I'm just so grateful tonight, and so proud tonight to hear you, your voice tonight, Elder. Thank God for you. And you and your family. I mean, God is just good and just so worthy.
Yes, He is, Elder. Yes, sir.
Praise. And I just thank the Lord for all that He's doing and all that He's going to do.
Amen.
You know, God, God is just a powerful God. I was reading about a week ago or so, I was reading in Jeremiah 18 chapter. God was saying that 18 was in the 18th chapter, 18th verse. Remember, 18th verse around there. Where God was talking about, God said, I'm going to do this for you.
Yes.
But don't mess up.
Amen.
God said, I'm going to fix everything for you. I'm going to get everything fixed for you. But if you mess up, I'm going to come back and talk about it.
Yes.
So it's in Jeremiah, around, I think it's 18th chapter.
Yes.
But it was so powerful, and it kind of relates to what you were saying tonight. Even though that we are suffering, but God said, His word says, suffer me not, forbid thy children, something like that. I'm verbatim saying it. But God is just truly an awesome God, a wonderful God, a magnificent God. As I said, all we have to do is trust and believe in God.
Yes, we're going to go through suffering.
We're going to go through suffering. That's what we go through. That's life. Christ went through suffering. So who makes us be any different than he is? He suffered, so we got to suffer. You know, but we have to remember that we have a Father. Hey, glory to God.
Come on now. Come on, Brother Hembrick.
We got a Father that's right there that's going to protect us and help us through our trial times.
Amen.
So, like he said earlier, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. You know, so you got to change your ways. You know, God said, change your ways. You got to change your ways. You got to do something different in life. You can't keep on doing the same old, same old. You can't keep on going to the liquor store every day. Going to the liquor store, you wanted to play the lotto. You wanted to play the daily word the daily number for the day. Praise God. You can't keep on doing the same old. You gotta reform. You gotta transform your mind, renewing of your mind.
Yeah, there you go.
You got to do that, and it's a good thing. Praise God that we go through this suffering, because the suffering helps us. To grow, you know, but we got to grow in Christ. You know, you said on the side of that suffering, you said life is in the spirit.
Yes.
That's what life is in the spirit. Because God said, who that worship me must worship me in spirit and in truth.
Amen. Amen.
God is good. And I just want to say praise God to everyone that's on the line tonight, and Merry Christmas. And I hope everything, is well with Dr. Henderson and her family. And I pray for her that everything is well. And everything is well. I do believe everything is well, but I still want to pray for her because she's usually on the line every Monday. But praise God. I just thank God for you having an opportunity, God, Elder. God is just so good. I'm just so excited about the word of God. I get excited when I talk about God.
Praise God. Amen. That's right, Brother Hembrick. That's exactly right. And we got to be ready at any given time. You know, the word talks about that. You got to be ready. If somebody asks you about the word, why are you so excited? You better give them a reason, right? You got to give them a reason why you're excited about the word, you know?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. I'm excited about you. Amen.
Continue to pray for you.
Yes.
Family, and we continue to pray for you and your family.
Yes.
And we pray for all the people that come on Straight to the Point each and every Monday night. Take time out of your schedule, because this is a powerful radio station, a powerful ministry, Straight to the Point every Monday. It's good to hear the word. It's good to hear the word of truth and life. You know, how you go through life and what you go through and what you get out of life is what you make out of life.
Amen.
Would get out of life, because you just said that earlier, and I have to say it again, repeat it again. Said life is in the spirit.
Yes.
You got to serve God in the spirit. You know,
amen.
No man seen God, but you know he's there in the spirit. Because if he wasn't there, you know he's there in the spirit. Praise God for that. Oh, glory to God.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. That's right, Brother Hembrick. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And Brother Hembrick, we're praying for you, praying for Sister Hembrick and your entire family. We're praying for your deepest desires in the Lord. In Jesus' name, we're just praying that God open all the doors for you, and we're just excited about what he's doing in your life today. Amen and amen. I'm excited right now because I believe we got Dr. Henderson on, so I want to bring her right on. Dr. Henderson, I'm so glad to see your number. I don't know what to do. Hallelujah. Doc. How you doing, Doc?
The Lord. Hey, Dr. Vaughn. I am.
God bless you.
Praise God.
Praise him. Yeah, I'm gonna bring in Sister Mays too, real quick. Sister Mays.
I just texted her back. I want to you guys. It was meant for. Who brought the word forth? You, Dr. Vaughn.
Yes, ma'am. Out of Romans 8. Yes, ma'am. We just read some scripture and let the Lord lead us. Yeah.
Okay. Praise God. So it was what you do, Romans 8:28 or?
Specifically, I read 8 through 18 and then focused in on 18. For I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Amen.
Amen. So and did you play the two songs, Jehovah is His Name and Restoration?
Yes, ma'am. We sure did.
Praise God. Okay. Awesome.
Amen.
So I'm excited to be on the live tonight, you guys. Time got away from me, but I mean, I guess, God does all things well. And thank you, Dr. Vaughn, for stepping up to the plate. I appreciate it. And everyone who was on the line, I want to thank you guys for tuning in. I did hear you pray for the Hembricks, and I did hear you pray for the young lady right before him. I just want to encourage everybody to know that whatever you're going through, whatever Dr. Vaughn came out of a very powerful scripture, Paul talked about the suffering of this present time is not worthy to be compared to the glory of God. Whatever you're going through, it's absolutely correct. Jehovah is his name, but also we know that the name that he has given us is the name of Jesus. Amen. Meaning that at every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Devils tremble at the name of Jesus. Amen. So I have taught on offensive weapons. And so although you may be going through, you got to rise up and learn how to walk in and use your weapons because you have the authority, the power, and the dominion to be able to make any demon, any witch, any warlock, anything that's coming up against you, you got the power and authority to make it up, to put it under your feet, to walk on that thing, amen, so that you can get to where you need to be. Because God has given us weapons. He has given us help. And again, one of the weapons is the name of Jesus, amen. And so as the word says, demons tremble at the name of Jesus. So you got to be able to know who your father is, who your daddy is, amen? And so who your father is and who your daddy is a sovereign God. He's an awesome God. He's an amazing God. He's a wonderful God. And let me just say that he's not surprised about anything that you're going through. But to say that is that you're about to walk into a season of, and I preached about this on the Right Now Word, restorative blessings. Restore to blessing means that everything that you lost, and I talked about this last week on the Straight to the Point, that everything that you lost, God is about to give it back. Amen. He's about to give it back, and you're about to walk in a season of restore to blessings. And last week, Elder Hibbert, you talked about how, when God opened up that door, you're going to walk right through it. And I said, all he needs to do is just give us a crack of the door open. And so that's the mindset that we have in this season because the kingdom suffers violence, but the violent take it by force. So you got to have the mindset whereas, if there's any little crack, you busting loose, you busting through. So I just want to, and Dr. Bond already preached, so I'm not going to go behind him. God does all things well. It was meant for Dr. Bond to bring forth the word because I'm telling you guys, truly, time got away from me. And I just look like, oh, my goodness. So I'm not going to go behind Dr. Bond because the will of God went forth tonight. But I will leave you guys with this. I will leave you with the prophetic word. And the prophetic word that I will leave you with is this. Weeping, and this is not even really prophetic, this is the logos. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning, okay? But joy comes in the morning. You decide if today is going to be your morning of joy. Amen?
Come on,
you
Amen.
Make that decision that
Amen.
I decide that tonight will be the last night that I weep. But tonight will be my night of joy. And I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. I will bless him through my heartache. I will bless him through my trial. I will bless him through my disappointment. I will bless him. Amen. Until he bring that thing to pass. Matter of fact, I will bless him. I will keep speaking it until I speak it into manifestation. Amen. So that you can walk into, this is the season for you to rise up and speak it, and know that you know that you know that you know that it will manifest into blessings. And
Amen.
So weeks ago, I talked about restorative blessings, and tonight I just want to speak into your life and call forth manifested blessings. Hallelujah, glory to God. I said manifested blessings, meaning that it's not just in the spirit any longer, amen, but that thing will manifest, that healing will manifest, amen, that the salvation of your children will manifest, that your financial blessings will begin to manifest, that you begin to see that thing, not just in feel it in your spirit, but you will begin to see it in a natural. You begin to see your money grow. You begin to see your finances grow. You will begin to see your health, amen, come back to normal. You will be able to see children and relationships come back together. In the name of Jesus, I command it, I declare and I decree by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, that you will begin to walk in, overflow, manifested blessings in your life. Amen. And I
Amen.
Went to the word says that and Psalm 23, he said that, you know, God prepared a table before the presence of my enemies. Amen. He anointed my head with oil, and it says that my cup run of over. Hallelujah. So I pray tonight that your cup will run over. But it will not just run over with anything, but it will run over with manifested blessings. Amen. Glory
Amen.
To God. So I just want to speak that word to you guys on tonight. The Logos word has been preached. Rome came out of Romans. Amen. Your suffering is not in vain. God got a blessing for it. Amen. We know that in order for the oil to come out of the olive, there has to be a crushing. There has to be a pressing. In order for a diamond, amen, to bling,
amen,
it got to go through a refining, pouring in order. Hallelujah. For the gold to be smooth, it got to go through the fire.
Jesus.
Glory to God. So, amen. So, like I said, I declare and I decree that the gold, the olive, amen, and the diamond all went through what it had to go through so it could come out and be what God had predestined for it to be. So, as God did that for the diamond, the fire, and the gold, hallelujah, I declare and I decree that if he did all that just for that, then just tell me what he would do for you. You're his child. Amen.
Woo.
He has an inheritance for your life. So get ready, hallelujah, to receive your manifested blessings. I'm excited about your 2021. And I'm not going to say that that you're still not going to see crazy things happening in the world, because those things are still going to happen. But I will say the child of God, because he has his hand on you, amen, because you're his child, and he's a promise-keeping God, that I declare and I decree that you're going to begin to experience manifested blessings in your life. Amen. God bless you. And so, God bless you. God bless you.
Thank
Dr. Mom, was that the last one? The last
Amen.
Caller? Or did we want
Dr. Hennessy, we want to hear from Sister Mays and Brother Coleman. They're on. I want to give
Praise God. Okay,
Amen.
Awesome.
Sister
All right,
Mays,
go ahead. We hear from them. Okay.
All right, amen. Sister Mays, you are live on the network with Prophetess. Amen.
So praise the Lord. Amen. We bless God tonight. For the word of the Lord, I receive the word of the Lord, what I've heard. I'm kind of multitasking tonight. You know it's right before the holidays.
Right.
Getting ready to hit these highways and go see your children. And you try to get all the little things done. But I did hear some of the word of the Lord tonight, but I do receive the prophetic word of manifested blessing.
Amen.
Amen. And it's just all the, I heard when you said that we've been, may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And you gave us a choice that when we want to have joy to come, you know, and it's
right.
Just kind of an eye-opener, like, you can choose. Good God Almighty.
Right.
What goes on in your life is a choice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what God did on the cross? He gave us a choice from that moment on to choose. You always have a choice before you to choose good, bad, evil, right, whatever.
Yeah.
But we have a choice to even choose what season that we're in, you know. Because, see, we have to violently take things back now. We're in a season now where these are our rights. These are things that promised to us. These are our heritage for right to them. And so we take them back by force. And we call it forth whenever we want. If you're tired of this season, change that season. Because it's up to us.
That's right.
By the choices that we make, we can change the season by the words that we use, you know. And so I thank God for the prophetic word tonight. I thank God for the word of that I heard a little bit from Dr. Kevin Bond. Come on. Amen. You know, talking about the suffering that we're going through here, it don't even compare. It don't even compare to the glory that is to come.
Yes.
You know, I was thinking about Jesus when he was on the cross and how he made us in his image. You know, and he suffered much. But look at the glory that he received. And so I am encouraged tonight to know that whatever you're facing, whatever we're going through, I'm telling you, it's working out far better than we know. It's working for our good, and I thank God for the word of the Lord. And happy holidays to everyone, and safe travel to everyone that's traveling. And I just thank God for another opportunity to be able to come on the lines and straight to the point. God bless you all.
God bless you, Evangelist, and thanks for hanging in there. I appreciate it. Have a merry, merry, merry Christmas. God bless you, my dear.
Thank you, and you as well. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Amen. Amen. We always love to hear from Evangelist Mays. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Straight to the Point with Prophet Dr. Dolores C. Henderson. And Dr. Henderson, we got to hear from Brother Coleman. I know Brother Coleman's fired up as well. Happy, merry Christmas, Brother Coleman. Brother Coleman, you're on with us, my friend. You're on if you can hear us, okay? God bless you today. You may be on mute, my friend. Brother Coleman, we got your number up, bro. Yes, sir.
He may just be listening in.
Exactly. Amen. We'll give him one more second. So, Brother Coleman, you're live on the network with Prophetess.
Hello. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. I'm glad you ain't cut me off right away.
Yeah.
I was on mute. Yes, thank you. Thank you, because that was the enemy. But I believe God is going to manifest and prove himself in this hour and season because it's much needed. And I believe God wants the prophets to pray for me, and I greet all y'all in the name of Jesus and wish you all y'all a happy Merry Christmas and pray for me to speak that word over me because I believe God for a miracle and a breakthrough before this year is over and know that God's going to move. And thank you so much. And I receive that word. Thank you.
Amen. Praise God. God bless you. Brother Coleman, we thank God for you. We thank God for your faithfulness. You definitely have been faithful. You have been coming on every single Monday night, and we thank God for that. We thank God for you pressing and pushing, and even when, you know, sometimes our body, our flesh fights in war against our spirit. You know, Paul said that, you know, it was a war going on in my flesh. You know, when I want to do right, you know, evil is always present. And, you know, and so I thank God for your presence. And I thank God that you don't mind warring, you know, in the spirit to get what it is that you need from God. And so I just pray on tonight, and I just speak, that God would give you the desires of your heart. You know, God said that he is a rewarder of them who diligently seek him. You've been diligent in your seeking. I just posted something probably about an hour ago on social media. I said, ask, seek, and knock. You know, ask and the door will be open. Seek and you should find. I mean, ask and he will answer. Seek and you should find. Knock and the door will be open. And you've been asking. You've been seeking and you've been knocking. I declare and I decree by the power of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus that God will answer you. And he will answer you suddenly, that he will answer you swiftly,
thank you,
that he will answer you right way, and that he will answer you right now in the name of Jesus. That thing that has been pressing on your heart, I mean, it's been strong on your heart, the salvation for your godchild. I pray that God will reach down from heaven and come and see about that situation, not look from heaven, but come down from heaven, hallelujah, and look at that situation and touch her from the crown of her head to the soles. Matter of fact, he don't even really have to come down from heaven. He could just do it from wherever he's at, but I just want him to come down and visit not just your goddaughter, but he would come and sit and talk with you. You've been asking God, where are you? You've been asking God, are you still talking? You've been asking God, are you still even answering your people? And God just simply told me to tell you on tonight, he heard you the first time. And God said that, yes, he is still talking to his people. He is still answering his people. He is still performing miracles. He is still, hallelujah, causing it to rain, hallelujah, for his people. And a lot of times when God don't answer us immediately and straightway and suddenly, and a lot of times he does answer us, it's held up in the spiritual realm, but God can pull that thing down from the spiritual realm anytime he wants, because he's God. Jehovah is one of his names, amen, but he has several names. He told Moses to tell Pharaoh, he said, I am the I am that I am that I am. It was God, that people don't talk about it, but it was God who hardened the heart of Pharaoh, amen. God could have allowed the children of Israel to leave Egypt immediately, but it was God who was hardening the heart of Pharaoh, making Pharaoh to continue to come after the people of Israel. It was God, the Bible even says, as it was God, and God hardened Pharaoh's heart. So a lot of times God will harden the heart of your enemy just to cause the people to grow in the spirit, amen, so that they will believe him and stop questioning who he is, amen, so that they would know that they know that they know that it was God who did it. It wasn't a prophet, it wasn't a man, it wasn't a woman, but it was God, that they would say it was God, because I tried everything, did everything. I'm telling you, I know it was God. And so a lot of times God put us in that position. He put our back up against the wall. And then when we feel like God has done and has forgotten about us, that's when he showed up. And that's what he did for the children of Israel at the Red Sea. Hallelujah, glory to God. So I say that you're at the Red Sea right now. Amen. And you got a big old wind, a waterfall in your way. You almost got away, but when you got to the waterfall, my God, you said, God, you almost got me. What is going on? You know, you carried me this far, and now I'm stuck in front of a waterfall, and I feel like I can't get through, and my enemy is coming up on me. But I hear the Lord saying that he's about to give you a Red Sea moment. And
Thank you, Jesus.
In the midst when the children of Israel thought that God had forsaken them, God parted the Red Sea. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for parting the Red Sea. I thank you for parting the Red Sea in Brother Coleman's life, Father God, so that he can walk through, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I'm thinking about when the Hebrew boys was in the fire's den, hallelujah, when they was covered around fire, hallelujah. And then the king came and said, you know, didn't we put three in, but I see four. Hallelujah. I hear the Lord saying that just as your enemies thought they had put you in the den, hallelujah, and
yes,
my God, and that you were going to be burnt up, but I hear the Lord said it was me who was in the den, which he said, when you lay your bed in hell, I will come down there with you. Hallelujah. When you, wherever you put yourself, and God said, because you are my child, you are the apple of my eye, he said that I will be there with you. So I want you to know that God has never left you nor forsook you. It was him that had brought you out of the miry clay. It was him who set your feet like hinds. It was him, my God, that when you thought you was going down for the last count, that pulled you up, because he will pick you up and turn you around and place your feet on a solid ground. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus, Father God, for manifesting blessings, Father God, for Brother Coleman, manifest the blessings in every area of his life, Father, not just the salvation of his goddaughter, but Father, that his whole household will be saved, Father God, that the children from his own loins, oh God, will prosper and be successful, oh God, that Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that the goddaughter will one day, Father God, wake up and say, I will bless the Lord at all times, and that she will thank you for her trials and thank you, Father God, for the path that she has to travel, because she has to go through her own trials. She has to go through her own tribulation. She has to have her own Damascus road situation, experience, and be able to say that Jesus is real, that Jesus is alive. But God, as she is on her road, Father, because she's traveling on a road right now, Lord God, trying to find her way, God. But Father, we ask in the name of Jesus, God, that you will, Father God, visit her swiftly. Visit her right now, God. Visit her right away, God.
Yes,
visit
Lord.
Her, Father God, straight
suddenly.
There, God. Visit her, Father God, immediately,
reconcile.
God.
Yes, Lord.
Lord God, do it in the name of Jesus, Father. Lord God, we know that you do all things well, Father.
Yes.
We know that you cannot fail. You will not fail, Father God. Lord God, do it for your glory. We continue to pray, God. But Father God, we know that it's already done, but we continue to pray, God. Not, God, because we don't believe, Father God. Lord God, just so, Father, we can continue to speak it forth into existence, oh God, so we can continue to make the devil's trouble, so we can continue to let the devil know she don't belong to him. She belongs to God in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now, Lord God, for his entire family to be saved, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for blessings, oh God. Open up doors, God. Bless them financially, oh God. Father God, give him a financial blessing, God, that he won't, Father God, have enough room and room for it and let it manifest in his life, Father. Lord God, touch him from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet. Wrap your loving arms around him. Cover him with your blood, the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name, Father, we thank you, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, Brother Coleman.
God bless you.
You're welcome.
I believe God for manifestation. I believe he's going to move in this situation any day now.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. And I can't wait to hear the testimony. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. And I hear the Lord saying, reach out. So, amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
When we talked about pursuing, and a lot of times God said, just, you know, reach out. Reach out. Reach out. I had to tell somebody. I said, you know, and I know you have been trying to reach out, you know, in the past, and sometimes, you know, she won't answer and things of that nature.
Mm.
But I told somebody, I said, look, and I told a lot of people, I said, you know, we the parents, they the children. You know, we have to, as parents, you know, reach out, even when we don't feel like it, even when we get in our feelings, even when they don't call us back. You know, if just send a message, I love you, just call to tell you I love you, I'm praying for you, God bless you. Even if they don't respond, they see the text messages, they see it, and one day they will respond. You know, I was talking to, I was counseling a young lady, and she was saying how her granddaughter won't, you know, return out of her calls, won't, no, you know, she don't know what happened, and I told her, I said, look, why, said a granddaughter won't call her, and I said, well, what's wrong with you calling the granddaughter? Well, she said, well, I'm the grandmother. I said, look, that's exactly correct, you're the parent, So you call your child. Why are you waiting for your child to call you? You the parent. Amen. And they're the child for a reason. They have to grow and know that, you know, that that's their responsibility. And whatever happened, you know, we can't dismiss their hurt. A lot of times we as parents, we try to dismiss our children's hurt. But, you know, we grew up and we was hurt too at one time. And God helped us. And so it's a process. But we've been the one that is wiser, stronger, and better. You know, and more godly, we got to press down our feelings and our emotions, and we got to keep on calling, keep on texting. I just, you don't have to be a stalker, but if you text one a day, I just call to say I love you, I'm thinking about you, I'm praying for you. If you need anything, I'm here. Have a good day. Every day, the same text message. I just call you to tell you I love you, that I'm here for you. If you need anything, I'm here. God bless you. You know, and if they see that, they be like, wow, you know, they ain't giving up. Amen. They ain't giving up.
Amen.
And one day when they find themselves in a bad situation, because it's going to happen, they're going to see that text message and they're going to call you. They're going to call you. So I tell all the parents out there, not just you, Brother Coleman, because a lot of parents are in your situation, you know, where they feel like, oh, I'm the parent. Oh, and I know I'm not saying you feel this way because I know you say you've been trying. But it's a lot of parents out here who feel like, oh, I'm the parent. If, you know, they need to be checking on me. No, you are the parent. You the one. They didn't ask to be in this world. Amen. God gave you that mandate as a parent, you know, to reach out to your children and make sure, I don't care how old they are, you still the parent. Amen. Glory to
Amen.
God.
Yes.
So God bless you, Brother Coleman. I wish you a Merry Christmas. God bless you, sir.
Okay, God bless you.
Amen. Merry Christmas, Brother Coleman. Thank you so much, man. Man of God, we're fired up, man. We're excited for you. Back to you, Dr. Henderson. That's everybody, I believe. Yeah, amen.
Amen. So I wish each and every one of you guys a Merry Christmas. The business segment, as you guys know, that the Hendricks has a powerful book. Yes, powerful book. You can contact Lady Hembrick at iCloud.com, or you can also, and Dr. Vaughn has a powerful business. Amen. He has a consulting company, the Means Let's Talk Network. You can contact Dr. Kevin Vaughn. He's on Facebook. He's on Twitter. And then Evangelist Mays has a powerful ministry, as well as she has a wonderful, powerful jewelry line. You can contact her on Facebook at Jackie Mays. Amen. And so I'm kind of like going fast because I know, you know, this is the week that we celebrate Jesus. Amen. And his birth. Amen. We thank God for the birth of Jesus Christ. We thank God for Mary. You know, it's normally during this week, I will preach a message that says God is looking for a yes. Amen. And so in preaching that message, I always talk about how sometimes it's hard to really give God a yes. We say it out of our mouth, but do we really believe in it? Do we really mean yes to God? Because that yes sometimes costs you something. Amen. It cost Ezekiel his wife. Amen. Ezekiel said, yeah, but God said, I'm taking your wife. Will you still say yes? Amen. Amen. It cost Moses his life of comfort. Moses was living as an Egyptian, living as a prince, amen, had anything he wanted, amen, but he had to walk away from all of that, and he had to serve God and do what God told him to do. Sometimes your yes, it will cost you something. It cost Jeremiah his marital status. Jeremiah wanted to get married, and God said, no, you can't get married. You my prophet. I called you to be my spokesperson. And Jeremiah cried all the time, not just because he couldn't get married, but because Jeremiah cried because he saw things, amen, and he didn't understand as a prophet the things that he saw, but he just had to sing and do the things that God told him to do. And sometimes being a prophet, it's a lonely walk. It ain't sometimes, but all the time. Real true prophets, it's a lonely walk. People don't understand you. People, you know, they misunderstand you. Amen. And so, you know, sometimes your yes will cost you something. Amen. Just ask Moses. Amen. Moses was always, the people was always railing against Moses. Every time he turned around, they was complaining. They was always complaining. They was, you know, it was a heartache for Moses. And then I come to the, and what brings me to the whole yes situation, I think about the Virgin Mary. Can you imagine carrying a child and have never been touched by a man? Can you imagine in those times her reputation was on the line, people calling her a whore, people calling her all types of names, a young girl. She was a young girl. She wasn't even 16 years old yet. Amen. Carrying a child, but she was carrying a Savior. My God. Her yes cost her something. It cost her her reputation, and it almost cost her her life. God is looking for a yes. Are you ready to say yes? Jesus is calling you on tonight. He's calling you. Your yes, many times, sometimes, all the time, it will cost you something. Amen? But she was carrying something great. And as Kevin, Elder Kevin said, you know, the suffering of this present time is not worthy to be compared. Her suffering of her present time was not worthy to be compared to what she had to birth out. And she birthed out something great. And his name was Jesus. Amen. They called him Emmanuel. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jesus, the Christ who came down. Jesus, who was God, who came down on earth to walk among us. He was born. His whole purpose was to walk among us, teach us how to love, teach us how to forgive, teach us how to love one another, teach us how to pray. He told his disciples, when you pray, say, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and help us to forgive those," hallelujah, you got to forgive those who have trespassed against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Jesus, hallelujah, who hung bled and died for yours and my sins so that we can be reconciled back to the Father. I declare and I decree that God has given us the ministry of reconciliation, that you would be reconciled back to your children. You would be reconciled back to your family members. You would be reconciled to Jesus Christ so that you can have everlasting life. Amen. Not just that he hung bled and died, but my friends, he went down in the grave. He went down in hell and he bit the devil's tail. Amen. And he grabbed the keys to life. Amen. And he came back up and then he ascended up into heaven and sit on the right hand side of the Father. He's alive, my friend. But even before then, he rose. Even before he went down, he rose on the third day. Then he went down and came back up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So don't be upset or sad this Christmas because Jesus lives. You should be rejoicing. Jesus is the reason for the season. So rejoice and be glad in it. Rejoice that your Savior lives. Rejoice that Jesus lives. Christmas can never be canceled. I heard somebody say that the government trying to cancel Christmas and the government trying to close down Christmas. My friends, the devil already been defeated. The government been defeated. They tried when they tried to kill Jesus. But how many of you know that he's alive? They about 2,000 years late. Hey, glory. Tell the devil you 2,000 years late, devil. Jesus already rose. And he's alive and he lives in my heart. Christmas can never be canceled because Jesus is the reason for the season. Glory. Bless his wonderful name. And so I want to leave you with that on tonight. And I also want to leave you with on tonight. Get ready for your manifested blessings. Amen. God is not like man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. If he said he's going to do it, my friends, he's going to do it. Believe God. Amen. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. We're about to end, but before we end, let us end with this. Always love and love hard. Always forgive and forgive fast, and always believe the word of the Lord. God bless you. Merry Christmas, and have a good night.
Jehovah is
podcast of Straight to the Point with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. We thank you so much for joining us. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, that Jesus is Lord. And Merry Christmas. And remember, Jesus is the reason for the season. Amen. God bless you. We'll see you next time on Prophetess. It's Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson on Straight to the Point. And ladies and gentlemen, we approve this message. So take care now. Take care. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.